O Lord, our Lord,
how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Your glory is chanted above the heavens by the mouths of babes and infants.
You have set up a defense against your foes to still the enemy and the avenger.
When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers,
the moon and the stars that you have established,
what are human beings that you are mindful of them?
And mortals that you care for them.
Yet you have made them a little less than God,
and crowned them with glory and honor.
You had given them dominion over the works of your hands.
You have put all things under their feet,
all sheep and oxen,
and also the beasts of the field,
the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea,
whatever passes along the paths of the seas.
O Lord, our Lord,
how majestic is your name in all the earth. Be seated. Will the children come forward for the children's message today? And Emily will be bringing our children's message.
Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So the spirit of Alpha parade reminds me of the scripture. Last night, along the streets, people sat in darkness, waiting to see the lights. Can you imagine sitting in the darkness, waiting for the cars and the floats? And things came by, but they didn't have any lights on them. That would be disappointing. Just cars and floats, and you couldn't even really see them. Did you notice that there were people running around with light up bracelets and light up necklaces? Did you see that? Did your eyes in the darkness all of a sudden dart to the lights that were walking around? Yeah. Well, we search for light. As it says in the scripture today, Jesus is the light. When life seems scary, sad, or crazy, we search for hope. We search for the light. We look to Jesus to provide that light. Jesus never burns out. He doesn't even flicker. He's always light. And he helps us see where to go in life and helps us know what to watch out for. So can we say an echo prayer? Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For being the light of the world.
For being the light of the world.
In times of darkness.
In times of darkness.
Please help our eyes.
Please help our eyes.
See the light you shine.
To see the light you shine.
And look to you.
And look to you.
Amen.
Amen.
One of our scripture readings this morning is a wonderful story, quite a lengthy story, so get comfy, and I will share it with you. It's Genesis 1, chapter 1 through chapter 2, verse 4. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening, and there was morning the second day. And God said, let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years, and let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky. So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, of every kind, with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things and wild things of the earth of every kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with the seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw everything that he made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and earth were finished in all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. So ends that reading. Please stand for the gospel. Our gospel lesson today is from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. So ends the reading.
You may be seated. This is the word of God for we, the people of God. Let us sing. Thanks be to God.
Will you join me in prayer? Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. It's so great to see you today. And I want to extend a special welcome to our visitors and also to the people who might be watching today. Today's our trial run of our Facebook live stream of our worship service on our church Facebook page. So we're going to see how that goes because there are 2 billion people who are on Facebook. So of that 2 billion, there's a small fraction, but it's a big part of our community who's on Facebook. So we want to reach as many people as we can with the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Amen. And so we're starting a new sermon series. It's going to be for the next 5 weeks. It's called God Provides Blessings. Let's say that together. God provides blessings. And so for the next 5 weeks, we're going to be looking at scriptures from the Old Testament and from the Gospel of John. And hopefully this will cultivate in us gratitude and an appreciation for all the good that God is doing in our lives and in our world. Amen? Amen. And so today's message is that God creates order in our chaotic lives. God creates order in our chaotic lives. Now, this week I sent out a Facebook pre-sermon survey. And the question was, how do you create order in your life? How do you create order in your life? And here's some of the responses I heard. One was kind of the Sunday school response. And this was a pastor, and they said, well, I always make sure to start the day with prayer. Can't go wrong there. If you want order in your life, start the day with prayer. Put that priority of your relationship with God first. Let God set the agenda for your day. I think that's great advice. Start the day with prayer. Some of the other things that people said was much more tactile, much more practical, I guess. Make a plan. Make a plan. Get your planner out. Or if you're trying to create order in your life in terms of space, you need to have designated space. And everything needs to have its place, right? Have you heard that before? You've got to start and designate some space. People make lists. How many make lists to get things done? Some people set alarms or reminders, right? You know, the Hebrews were great about that. They would write God's law, and they would keep it. The priests had it in this thing that they wore kind of on their forehead, on their clothing, that reminded them of the commandments of God, or on their wrists. So they set reminders or alarms. How many of you like to use your calendar? Whether it's a paper calendar, or the Google calendar, or the iCal. That's been a big help for me to create order, is to try to work from a fixed calendar. I've been trying in my life to try to figure out when I have the most energy and what times I get the most things done. And I try to take the things that I don't want to do that drain me, like email, and try to do those at the time of day where I have the least amount of energy so it won't drain me from the things that are more important than email. So one of the other things some people said they did was they write notes to themselves to remind them. One person said they try to plan their meals at the start of the week so that they don't have to have that conversation of, oh, what are we going to have for dinner tonight? I don't know. What do you want to have? Have you all been there and done that? Okay. And some people like to color code things to keep things organized. One person said that my life is so chaotic and disorganized, I don't even try to organize it. And I need help. How have you been there? I've been there. One person says, chunking out my work tasks helps me to not get overwhelmed and keeps me accountable. You know, what's the best way to eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? Okay. And this was a good one, I thought. One person said that they need to be flexible, and they allow time for the unexpected. They allow time for the unexpected. And we've been learning this year that there's 2 different types of time, right? That there's the Greek word is a chronos time, right? That's the time that comes and goes and flows. And then there's the kairos time, right? The right time. The now. What did Jesus say when he started his ministry? He said,
Repent, for the time has come. Repent and believe in the gospel. The kingdom of God is at hand.
It's the right time. And in the creation story that Angie read wonderfully for us, we heard this, that there was a time where there was nothing. That in the beginning, there was God.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And in the beginning, the earth was formless and void. It was just this mass of chaos, of an uncreated space, a mess, if you will.
And the ancients, Moses is the one that's traditionally attributed to be the one who orally narrated the Bible that was originally written down for us, that was received down to the Hebrews and the Jews, called the Torah, the first five books of the Bible.
And Moses, as you know, maybe you haven't heard, that Moses, he grew up in Egypt in that time, at the time of one of the pharaohs was Ramesses II, I believe. And for the Egyptians, their understanding of creation was that the pharaoh represented their gods. And pharaoh's job was to maintain ma'at, or order, against the forces of chaos. And so all the things that they did in their religion was to keep order in their world. That was why they had to do things in a prescribed way. Or they had sorcerers who did these rituals or spells or different things. And their whole life depended on the Nile River. And if the Nile was good, you know, but when there was like flooding, that was chaos. And so they had to do things to try to hack the gods, if you will. So that was one understanding of what creation might have been like. It was about creating order. And that was the responsibility of the pharaoh representing the gods. But another culture, when they came into Canaan, the popular culture of the Babylonians or the Sumerians, that they believed that creation was as a result of, one camp thought that there was this big war of the gods, and out of the violence came the creation. Another group thought that it came out of fertility, out of these gods that procreated, and that brought forth the creation. But Moses tells a different story. There's not war, there's not sex to create creation. Moses starts with, in the beginning was God. In the beginning was God. And God created the heavens and the earth. And in the beginning, the earth was formless and void. And the wind, or the Spirit of God, hovered over the face of the deep. Now this deep in the ancient times, that represented the primordial waters of chaos, the darkness, the forces of the opposite of order, the things that brought the storms and brought fear and terror, that reminded people that they were not in control, that there was some sort of greater power than them. But instead of violence or fertility, it is God's word. That God is the monarch. God is the king. That God is the pharaoh. Not the pharaoh, but God. In the beginning was God. And what did God do to create? He spoke. So creation starts with the Spirit of God and the Word of God. God creates order through His Word and His Holy Spirit. So God creates order by saying, let there be light. And there was light. It's so easy to gloss over that passage, but there's so much packed in there. God said, let there be light. And there was light. There wasn't a war. There wasn't two beings coming together. There was just God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The uncreated Son, the Father in heaven, and His Holy Spirit, and the Word, the Word became flesh, right? Jesus? But Jesus is the Word before He became flesh. In the beginning, as John says, was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And all things came into being
through him. That is, all things exist through the word of God. And without him, not one thing came into being, as John says. But what has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The life was the light of all people. And the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness did not overcome it. I want to thank Emily for that wonderful children's message where she talked about how the light catches the attention of your eyes in the dark. How has Christ shown his light in your life? How has Christ started to create order in your life through his word and his Holy Spirit to transform your life, to help you to find freedom from the sins of your past, to help you to find forgiveness and a clean slate so that you can start anew? How has Christ taken some of the chaos in your life, maybe chaotic relationships that needed forgiveness and healing? Maybe the body of Christ and Christ through the people in the church have helped you in your time of need where you were in over your head and you couldn't do it on your own. God says, let there be light. And there is light. And this light is good. This light that is Jesus Christ is good. Amen? Amen. See, God separates. He makes a designated space. He separates the light from the darkness. He called that light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning. And we heard that again and again and again, right? But isn't that strange? Most of us start our day with the morning and end with the evening, right? Or the night. But in God's word, it says there was evening and there was morning. And that's been some truth that has brought light into my life. One of the things when my life gets chaotic is I realize that I'm starting to try to do too much, or I'm not getting enough rest, or I'm not eating enough, or I'm not taking a full Sabbath rest, right? Has that ever been the case for you? And so I realized that some of the best thing that I need to do is get more sleep. You know, some of the most wealthy CEOs in our country, their secret to their success, apparently, is that they get consistent sleep. They go to bed at the same time every night and wake up early in the morning. That's one of their secrets. It's one of the tools of the Titans, so to speak. And I find that when I rest and just surrender and go to bed and let God go to work, because God's day starts where there was evening and there was morning, and then the day starts for me. But God's been at work that whole time. Sometimes the best thing we need to do is to surrender and raise our hands and let God take control. Amen? That's one of the ways that God can bring order in our lives. And so in this creation story, God, each day, he sets aside a space and he designates it and gives it some sort of a purpose. So days 1 and 2, he creates the light and the dark and designates that. Then in day 2, there's the dome in the midst of the waters, in the midst of this chaos, this ocean. And he separates the waters from the waters. So there's the dome, the firmament, and the sky. And the waters under the dome. And he calls that dome the sky, because that's where the light shines. And the evening, and there was morning, the second day. So then in day 3, he says, let the waters under the sky be gathered together in one place, and the dry land appears. So then we have more space. There's the seas, and there's the earth, and all that's good. But then he says something different. God's not a control freak. God lets things happen. He gives them agency. And the earth has a role to play in creation as a partner with God. And the earth is to bring forth vegetation and plants yielding seed so that there could be food. And God saw it was good. So that's the third day. And then on the fourth day, God starts to fill and give purpose for what he created those 3 days for, those spaces. And so the first day is filled in the fourth day. He says, let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. So God has not just creation, but he has time in mind. That this creation is to be orderly and is to serve a purpose and is to be a cyclical pattern. Just like the earth is on a certain degree axis, and if it was tilted one way or another, we'd either freeze to death or it'd be too hot. And the earth somehow manages to orbit around the sun 365 days a year. And if it was too far away, it'd be too hot, or too close to the sun, or too far, or we could, it's the same thing. There's this order to creation. And it's a miracle, isn't it? So God, he takes this space and he fills it. He designates that space and he puts that thing in its place to serve its function, right? Just like when you're organizing your kitchen, you got the place where your silverware goes, you got the place where your pots and pans go, you got the place where your plates go. God's creating order. On the fifth day, he brings forth he says, let the waters bring swarms of the living creatures. And so there's fish in the sea and birds in the air. And then he says a new thing. He says, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. He says on the sixth day, when there's the land and the seas are all filled with these living creatures. And on that sixth day, he creates humanity in his image. Male and female, God creates humanity. And it was very good. And God gives them a commission, just like the earth is to be to bring forth the life, and the animals are to be fruitful and multiply, so is humanity to be fruitful and to multiply. But theirs is even greater. It's to fill the earth and to subdue it, or to care for it, to exercise dominion. Because if God is the monarch, the creator, the dominion of the universe, and we are created in his image, we're called to bring order to a chaotic world. Amen? We are called to bring the order of God, the kingdom of God, to this earth in all of its chaos and need for new creation. And then God blesses us as humanity and said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, every living thing that moves upon the earth. So we're not just supposed to take all the resources of the earth and do what we want with it, but we're supposed to care for the entire planet. All the ecosphere, all the animals, all the biology, all of the life. It's all connected. It's all part of God's good and very good creation. And God sees everything he made, and it was very good. And then on the seventh day, it says, the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. And God blessed the seventh day. And this is key. It says he hallowed it, or God declared it holy. That this day had its own space. It was set apart. And it was the culmination of all creation. This day of rest. This Sabbath. In the ancient times, when a king would conquer or would be victorious in a battle or would exercise his dominion, and all that work was done, the last thing to do would be to sit on the throne and to rest, and to look out over all the kingdom in all the dominion and power that that monarch had. And so God is the king of the universe, our creator, amen? And God sits on his throne in heaven and rests from his work of creation on that holy day of rest. But it wasn't just for God. It was for us. Because Sabbath was made for us. Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. Sabbath was so that we could have rest. We could bear God's image. We could do work during the week, but then we can rest. Amen? And so God brings forth order in our life through that rest and through his word and through his Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. And so we look back at the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. That Word is the truth, the wisdom in all the universe, personified, that became flesh and came to earth as Jesus Christ to come and save us from the chaos of our sins, from the misshapenness of our heart, from our sins, to come and repair the broken relationships that we've experienced, right? Jesus came to bring order and to shine light and truth into the darkness, and the darkness would not overcome it. And this light is the life. John later says in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the life of the universe. He's the light of the world. But you know what? He told you and I, our ancestors, the disciples. He said, you are the light of the world. Because we bear the image of God. We're called to be co-creators in the new creation, as the Holy Spirit and the Word of God creates us and makes us like Jesus, gives us the mind of Christ, and helps us to love God and love one another and love our neighbor and even love our enemies and pray for them and show mercy and compassion just like God's shown us. That we can be light in this dark world. You know, when I saw the Hurricane Harvey on the news, how many of you saw where people were just coming together and they were forming human chains to rescue people? And it didn't matter whether you're rich or poor, what race you were, gender, any walk of life. People were banding together. See, by the power of God's word and his Holy Spirit, he can bring us together as the new humanity in Christ. And we can chain up together as the body of Christ in our relationships through forgiveness, and through healing, and through prayer, and through sharing our testimony and the word of God, that we can form a chain that cannot be broken. And we can reach out and rescue and seek out and save the lost and introduce them to Jesus and let them meet Jesus, not just in our words, but through the Holy Spirit that lives in us. Amen? Amen. Now, isn't that good news? That God provides us with this great blessing of his word and his Holy Spirit. Now, I want to give you a challenge this week. I want you to start and set a designated time and space each day and take 10 minutes to read the scriptures and 10 minutes to pray and see what God does. See what kind of order God can create in your life. And I recommend that you try to do it at the beginning of the day if you can, even before you eat breakfast, or maybe while you're eating breakfast. But let God start to create this new day for you that he's been working on the whole night and preparing for you while you sleep and while you rest. And if you're weary today from all the chaos in your life, Jesus says this, come to me, all you who are weary. And he says, I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So if you're looking for rest today, I pray that the Lord Jesus will give you the rest that you need. If you're looking for truth today, I pray that Jesus will speak his word to your heart and open your hearts to the scriptures. And if you need healing today and hope and power in your weakness, I pray that the Holy Spirit will enliven you with the breath of life of Jesus Christ in you and with you. Amen. So I want us to stand for our response today. And I want us to pray this prayer. That was a prayer of David. When his life was at its most chaotic, let's pray this together. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. Amen. God, you are great. And by your word and your Holy Spirit, you create order in our lives. Help us to shine the light of Jesus by the way that we live, God. Help us to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And help people to see Jesus in our eyes. And help us to see Jesus in the people that we meet this week as you create order in our chaotic lives. Amen. So may the God of hope fill you all with joy and peace as you overflow with hope and trust in him, in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I invite all the kids and the volunteers and parents to come join us for bowling and pizza at QC Entertainment today.